What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, good evening and welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us here for the second hour of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We appreciate you spending your Sunday evening with us. We have a great guest coming up here. Her name is Linda Zimmerman, and she is a former research chemist who began writing articles and books on science and history. And 10 years ago, her lifelong interest in the paranormal led her to start writing about local ghost stories from New York's Hudson Valley. And realizing the best way to tell a ghost story is to go out and experience the activity firsthand, Linda began personally investigating haunted sites. She's been combining her scientific skills with historic research to build a body of evidence for each case. The true stories of her fascinating and frightening ghost stories are in her Ghost Investigator series of books, which now consists of 6 volumes. They contain cases involving private homes, cemeteries, asylums, prisons, restaurants, and historic sites. Linda has appeared on numerous television and radio shows, and she lectures frequently at bookstores and paranormal conventions. She also delves into fiction. Among her novels is Dead Center, the story of a ghost hunter investigating a shopping mall built on a Civil War battlefield. If you want more information about our guest Linda Zimmerman, please check out for photos, info, and book excerpts. You can go to www.ghostinvestigator.com. Again, that's www.ghostinvestigator.com. We'd like to welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town, Linda Zimmerman. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We especially enjoy you spending your time with us and sharing a little bit about the knowledge that you've collected while writing your books and doing your personal investigations here. Now, you have 6 books out, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. I currently have 6 on covering my investigations.
Well, we're going to spend this next hour together talking, and I'd like to talk a little bit about your experiences, what got you into the paranormal, what really kind of turned you on to this, and then start talking about some of the key experiences from each one of your books so we can give a little, you know, whet the appetite for everybody to go out and pick up the books. First of all, where are the books available?
They're available on my website, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders. Online and in several of the book chain store chains as well.
Great, and it's Linda Zimmerman, Zimmermann is the author's name, so you can look her up that way as well. Or they're under the Ghost Investigator series of books, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, you started off as a former chemist, right? And a research chemist. And what got you turned on to the whole paranormal aspect of things?
Well, as a kid, I was always fascinated by anything paranormal. I used to, I still have my library of paranormal books. I read everything I could on the subject, and but I was a research chemist, and I did always want to write. So I started writing some local history, and in the course of my research, I came across some of the old legends. You know, the Hudson Valley of New York has been inhabited, first by Dutch settlers in the 1600s, then the English, and they all brought their own different flavors of ghost stories, and I just found them fascinating, so I started basically collecting them, and then I said, if I want to start telling these stories, I need to experience these hauntings, and so, using my scientific background, I've got the the usual equipment and started going into these haunted locations, and was got a little more than I bargained for here and there.
What did you find to be, with the equipment, let's start off there, because you said the usual type of equipment, and it seems people have all different stuff that they like to work with. What is your battery of choice? I mean, what do you bring with on an investigation?
I have the I have two different types of EMF meters, the tri-field and then the regular little handheld meter.
Okay.
The non-contact thermometers, motion detectors, infrared camcorders and digital cameras. And you know, I like the low-tech approach, you know, setting up blocks or something in a line and seeing if they move or get knocked down. I learn as I go along and try to pick up other techniques from other ghost hunters. And I've been doing this for 10 years now, and 10 years ago, you know, you didn't pick up a book of Ghost Hunting 101 so much. You learn as you do it. And every case is different. Sometimes we get no evidence. Sometimes there's more evidence than we can digest. So it's just been a fascinating journey, and the more I do it, the more I want to do it.
You're addicted, aren't you?
I am. I am.
It's crazy. It's such a rush, especially when you're having experiences that you can't explain away scientifically, and you've got a scientific background in nature, so it's got to be even harder for you, I would guess.
I do have high standards for evidence. But on the same token, even if my instruments aren't picking up something, but I'm overwhelmed by an emotion or an image or feel something, I have to respect that too, because I know myself. I can't write down numbers that, you know, I can't quantitate some of these experiences, but when I feel something, to me, that's just as valid type of evidence. But I do try to take a scientific approach. But sometimes if, you know, I'm sure you've been to haunted locations, sometimes the feelings are just overwhelming.
Right. And they're almost as valid as any scientific approach you'd feel. We just did an investigation of the Queen Mary.
Oh, I've always wanted to go there.
Well, it's a beautiful place. We just did, with our listeners last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What was really interesting was that Chris Fleming, who's a psychic sensitive, he's on the TV show Dead Famous, was with. He was down in the pool area the second night doing the investigation and actually began to call out to the ghost of the little girl that inhabits the pool, with 25 people in attendance with video recorders,
right,
and audio recorders playing, and you could hear the voice of the little girl calling back. I guess the next group of people that came in, the next 25 that came in with Chris, could hear the little girl singing and talking as well. So, I mean, that's pretty interesting. Now, we also went down later that evening into the cargo hold of the ship, where it's known to be all kinds of crazy stuff happening. And we were sitting with Chris and Jason and Grant from the Ghost Hunters, Patrick Burns, and a few people that had won the auction to do a special ghost hunt with the celebrities. And while we were down there, all of a sudden there was this palpable change in everything in the hull, and you could actually feel what felt like wind blowing on the back of our necks, like a cold, stiff wind blowing on the back of our necks. But there was no breeze going. You know, if you put your hands on the either side of your face, you couldn't feel a breeze, but it was blowing on our necks. Just very strange. So, I mean, there you have personal, but there was no way to, you know, I tried to use the little handheld thermometer to see if the temperature of my neck was changing as opposed to the rest of my body, and it wasn't.
Right.
I tried to check the back of other people while they were feeling this as well. There was no tangible scientific proof to prove this was happening, but we were all having a shared experience.
Right. And that's important. Multiple witnesses or, you know, people experiencing the same thing. And I especially look for people who have no prior knowledge of a place.
Right.
I mean, you didn't all go in there thinking we're going to get a cold breeze on our neck.
Right.
So that's exactly. That's valid evidence. You know, a skeptic's never going to buy that type of thing. But, if you're looking at it objectively and a group of people have that same shared experience, It's valid evidence. It definitely is.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and it was just such a strange, weird situation. You know, I mean, something that I'd never experienced before. And we were there. You know, it was one of my first adult paranormal experiences, I'd say, that occurred. But to have all of us down there kind of experiencing the same thing. Now, again, you know, was it turning into a mass hysteria or not? It's hard to say because, you know, who knows? I mean, we're all,
right. You
know, all there trying to experience the paranormal, and it was happening. Now, the really cool thing was with being down in the pool area, having over, you know, 40 to 50 people be able to simultaneously record the same sounds and voices,
right. And
all of them hearing it audibly, that makes, you know, life pretty interesting.
You know? That's wonderful. That's definitely a place I would want to investigate.
Well, maybe we'll have you out with us on one of the next trips that we do, hopefully.
Let me know.
Yep. We just had our guest in the first hour, Marie Jones, who's out in California. We're going to talk to her about coming on and doing one of those events with us as well. And I think, if you'd like to come out, it'd be a great opportunity. It is crazy there, the stuff that we were able to actually experience, and people were feeling stuff all the time. We're going to the Stanley event in March. And we just came back from a trip there in November and had a great time where, you know, well over 100 people that were with us had personal experiences of their own.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, the group hunts, at first I was skeptical about having a lot of people on different investigations. A lot of the times I go alone or maybe with one or two other people.
Right.
But I find sometimes the group dynamics, it seems to sometimes stir up the activity, or, you know, I don't know what the mechanism is, but I've had some pretty amazing results with large groups of people.
Right. I think it's the energy you bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when you get that many people focused on one thing, of course, they did that famous experiment, or was it at college, where these kids created a ghost, and it actually began to... Are you familiar with that?
Right. Yes.
Right. And
yes,
it actually began to manifest itself. You know, I mean, are we creating our own spirits? Are we haunting ourselves? You know, that's one of my favorite questions. Are we out there haunting ourselves with the stuff that we're creating in our own minds? But
I believe that to some degree with some cases, but there have been others where, again, you bring in someone who has absolutely no prior knowledge and can pinpoint things that are happening. That to me is a, you know, that's separate.
Pretty good indicator something's
validation.
Going on, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. In fact, they're one of my, I hate to say it's a favorite case, you know, when we're talking about death, but one of my most interesting cases involved a little boy who had allegedly an imaginary friend. You know, it wasn't a purple dinosaur or anything. It was, he said, a boy who died on the property and was buried under the house around the year 1900. You know, not your typical imaginary friend.
Wow. And certainly not one I wanted to hang out with.
No,
I'll tell you.
No. So I did some investigating. Definitely there was something odd going on there. And I called in a local psychic, and I told her absolutely nothing. I said, be at this address at 7 o'clock on this time. You know, I was afraid I was going to ambush her, but I needed her to know absolutely nothing, you know, to get valid evidence.
Sure.
And we're walking through the house. She's telling me things. I'm not acknowledging or denying anything, just recording it. We go into the basement. Her arms go up in the air, and she gasps, and she's like, oh. I said, what's the matter? She goes, I think somebody's buried right under here. So I just said to her, male, female, you know, I didn't want to say, is it a young boy? I said, male. She goes, I think male, but she said, I think it's a young male, maybe an adolescent, and went on to physically describe the same image that this boy was seeing, and did some digging in local records, and a boy was died by an accidental gunshot, and on his death certificate, it just said, buried in hill. Now, with all the cemeteries around, why would they just bury this boy there? And, you know, so...
Well, back then, the families were, you know, a lot more poor, and they kept parcels of land through generations. So a lot of times, families did bury relatives right on the property there.
Perhaps, and with no marker or a marker maybe that deteriorated, and
a
housing project coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still ongoing, unfortunately. The boy, it's kind of an upsetting case because the boy is actually more used to his dead friend than the living. Mm. So, you know, and a lot of people always, they ask me, oh, I want to go live in a haunted house. And I'm like, no, don't look for trouble.
Yeah, really. That's one thing you want to avoid. Avoid doing. Yeah, I don't know why people, you know, the excitement is there. Oh, yeah, I would love to have a ghost. I just don't know what you're mucking with and what's really there, so.
Right. I always say you don't get to choose whether it's, you know, Casper the friendly ghost or, you know, the one who's knocking things off the shelves and making your life hell. So, I get requests all the time. Do I know of any haunted houses for sale because people want to buy them?
I think you should put it on eBay. Look at those. People are spending stupid money on haunted dolls. Haunted. Seriously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Go on there to eBay. And for all the listeners, go check this out. But please don't be stupid enough to buy this stuff.
That's a shame.
People will say that they've got, you know, they brought this doll into their home. And I love the disclaimer. They're like, oh, ever since we brought Benny the Bompin' Clown into our home, things have been going crazy and missing and this. And, you know, I'm putting it up for auction. And if you'd like it and you know this story to be true, that's, you know, if you're willing to accept that responsibility. However, I can't guarantee that the ghost will follow the product. You know, and people are spending $200-$300 on, you know, quote unquote, haunted memorabilia. It's insane.
No.
Yeah, go on there sometime. Just look up haunted and then see what comes up. Now, you get a lot of haunted house stuff and little, you know, collectible
you know,
porcelain pieces. Right. But you will get, but look up haunted doll, and it's just funny how much stuff comes up.
I will.
They had ghost in a bottle. This guy believed that he caught a ghost in a bottle. I guess ghosts can go through wall, concrete, metal, and steel, but don't give them a flask with a rubber stopper. They're screwed.
That's it. I dream of Genie all over
exactly.
again, right?
Exactly. The blue gin. We've trapped it.
Yes, but I was going to say, I actually do know of a very haunted house that is for sale. So I'll pass it along for anybody who does want. Actually, these people brought home a pair of cemetery gates. It used to be the wrought iron gates leading to the cemetery, and they thought, geez, these will look great on our front lawn.
Are you friends with Morticia and Gomez Adams, or what? Gomez, these will look lovely in the front parlor.
Right, but not surprisingly, the house is now for sale. So
if
your listeners are interested, I'll pass it along.
Are they going to actually, have they thought of removing the gates to see if things change?
Well, that was my initial reaction. But they were afraid that whatever was brought to the house with this gates would be trapped there if they removed the gates. But it's certainly worth a try because there's activity upstairs, downstairs, the garage, the yard, everywhere, and not all of it pleasant. Some of it's quite hostile.
That's what amazes me is if I was a ghost, you know, I understand maybe hanging around my family, hanging around, you know, maybe the 10 carat diamond ring I gave my wife that I busted my butt for, you know, I could understand, you know, being around that and being prideful of it in death. But these guys, you know, like, have you brought anything new into the house? Yes. We just bought a lawnmower from a garage sale. Oh, that's what it's attached to. The last thing on earth I want to hang out with when I'm dead is my, you know, yard tools or iron gates from the cemetery I'm buried in. Or I just don't understand that whole perception of hanging out with possessions when you're dead. It's so, you know, I understand maybe it's, and what's the term, Tim? Maybe you can help me out, or maybe you can, Linda. What's the term for the type of psychic reading when you take like a ring and you hold it and you get an impression from it?
Is that a residual haunt?
Well, right. It's type of a residual haunting, but psychics can take something. They usually like jewelry.
Right.
Because the metal, or, you know, metal seems to carry your energy or resonance mm-hmm. longer. And I wish I could remember the name of it. It's going to drive me crazy. And unfortunately, folks, we're doing this pre-recorded. So if you're typing like crazy on our board right now to tell me the answer, unless I can time travel, it ain't happening. We're not going to get it. But anyway, it's a... You know, I think that maybe that's it. Some of these things are just your energy is so attached to it that it's a residual type haunting. I don't believe it's intelligent, but why would they hang out with cemetery gates?
I have no idea. All I can think is it used to be the portal between the living and the dead there, and maybe the energy built up around it. It's some kind of paranormal beacon now. I don't know. You know, like the feeling when you... you know, if you go into an old cathedral in Europe, the feeling of 1,000 years of devotion is there. And maybe the grief, the, you know, builds up around something like a cemetery gate. I don't know, but it was clearly the activity began the night the gates were brought to the house, and it is still going on to this day, years later.
I think
later.
I figured out what it is. This is it. Check with me on this, right? I think it's just a bunch of really stupid ghosts that another ghost told them, yeah, go ahead and lick those bars, man. They taste like chocolate, and it was cold, and their tongue stuck to it. Then they moved the bars. What do you think? Is there a possibility?
It could have been. It was a winter's night, you know,
see?
And your tongue does stick to metal.
And then when it melted, all these dumb ghosts were like, oh, man, now we're not even in the cemetery anymore.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to rewrite this story
see,
now.
Yeah, I'm glad I can help and shed light. See, that's the problem. People need more of me in their life when they're doing research. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I appreciate you spending your time with us here. And our guest this evening is Linda Zimmerman. She is the author of many different books, but she has a book series called Ghost Investigator. It's 6 volumes right now. You can check it out at any book site. Zimmermann. Linda Zimmerman. We will have a link up for that as well. Or you can go check it out at her website at ghostinvestigator.com. We'll be back with more with Linda right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Try not to fall asleep. We'll only give you nightmares. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. My guest this evening is Linda Zimmerman, and Linda is the author of a successful, now 6-volume book called Ghost Investigator, and it's a series of books detailing her personal and fascinating accounts of professional ghost hunts that she's been a part of. Before we went to break, we were kind of joking around a little bit about the different things that are going on, but let's delve a little bit more into some of your experiences. Let's pick some of your favorite stories from each one of the books that you can tell us. How about we start off with the very beginning, because it's a very good place to start. What was your first paranormal ghost hunt? Where did you get your first holy crap moment of paranormal activity?
I believe the first real experience was in a home that was actually built by a successful salvager back in the early 1900s. He had a lot of money, and he built a house here in southern New York State that was modeled after a Scottish manor house, so not your typical suburban dwelling. And it's a fairly friendly haunting. The man who built the house is still seen there. He was very tall, about 6'5", long silver hair, and he's still seen walking the property and in the house. And this was the stage where I was just interviewing people. You know, mm-hmm. I had a camera and a tape recorder, and I was in this upstairs hallway where he was seen, and I was just taking photographs, and I thought I felt something and saw something out of the corner of my eye, and it was, you know, just one of those split seconds, but it was kind of a holy crap, this is, you know.
That's okay, that is a scientific term, the holy crap moment.
it was suddenly, that I think was the, that's a good question, nobody's ever asked me this, and now that I think of it, that was the moment where I said, wait a minute, there's more to this than, you know, just, you know, sitting there writing a story in the comfort of my own home. You know, that was the moment I said, wait, this is what I need more of. So from
did you at any point think, maybe this isn't what I want to do?
No, I don't know. I think I'm something of an adrenaline junkie because it must be, you know, it hooked me.
She's,
you know,
hopped up on the paranormal. Good grief.
And people just start, you know, once, you know, it was so strange how this all became a reality, because I was actually giving lectures on the bicentennial history of my county, which was Rockland County, and somebody asked about a ghost story. And I was kind of put off a little, because at first I'm like, you know, I'm here speaking about history, you know, all highfalutin, you know, ghosts, like ghosts were beneath me there. And so I said, all right. So I told a local ghost story I heard growing up. I get a call a couple of days later. Are you the ghost lady? I'm like, no. And they said, well, I hear you give ghost talks. And I was like, no, I'm giving history lectures. Well, people started showing up for ghost talks at all my history lectures. So I said, you know, I ought to do something about this. So that was really...
So you sold out, Linda? Is that what you're telling us? You sold out?
I
Tim, hang up. We need another gift.
I still do my regular history and science and all, but I am hooked. I am hooked on ghost hunting, and you never know what you're going to experience. Every case is different. And really, this is the ultimate question. What happens when we die? And if you can peek over at that other side for even a moment, glimpse it for just a moment, it is addictive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we've been finding that out over the last year. I've had experiences my whole life here and there, but you know, as you start getting more and hearing more, it is an adrenaline rush. It's looking for that next high, and what are you going to find that's just amazing to you? So when you saw this, now, did you believe you saw the gentleman? And you said it was out of the corner of your eye. Was it vivid, or was it just a flash? What exactly did you see?
It was just a flash. It was, you know, something today, 10 years later, I would probably dismiss and say, you know, I don't know. But back then, it was my first taste of possibly personally experiencing something. And, you know, I had other weird things happen to me, but this was the first one where I actually went out looking for something and something possibly happened. So, you know, experiences really, really took off from there. But that, I think that was probably the turning point.
How many cases had you gone out on before you got to that moment?
Just a few. It was just a handful. This was in the very beginning. And basically, you know, speaking to people on the phone or going to their house in broad daylight, you know, and just speaking to them briefly. So this was very the infancy of the ghost investigator there. And there were other cases where I went and I started to investigate and didn't really find anything. But then when things really started to happen, it was just amazing. And then there was no stopping me after that.
Wow, very cool. All right, so now that was your first moment. Once you started going into this, and you said that you had done just a couple before that, how often when you would go out on these investigations would you find there was nothing there when you got there? Or you didn't even sense anything? How many were real experiences and how many were just, you know, related stories that you got when you were there?
I'd say in the beginning, very early on, a lot of the cases were interviews or were, again, I would just stop by and talk to somebody and really didn't spend time. So I'd say it was, you know, maybe a dozen or so in when I did start, you know, the more hardcore investigation. There was one where another turning point was actually a McDonald's restaurant built next to, it was a very large rock they called Indian Rock, which was a sacred site for the local Indians that we wiped out in this area. And they wanted to knock down this rock and put in a shopping center. That kind of stirred things up, and the first thing they built there was a McDonald's. So I went there, and I
was talking. That's what you'd think of, right? Well, let's knock it down, put up a McDonald's.
Right. So, you know, I went to this McDonald's, and it was early in the morning, you know, sunny day, and I'm talking to this local woman who was, you know, said she was a sensitive, and just as I'm starting to tell her about the ghost stories of this place, one of the machines starts beeping, I don't know, and then a fryer starts beeping. Everything that could make noise in this restaurant is, like, alarms are going off, all this noise, and I realize I'm shouting at her to be heard, and I stopped for a second, and I said, do you realize anything that could be, you know, the staff is running around trying to figure out what's going on with all the machinery. And I said, do you realize as soon as I started talking about ghosts, you know, basically all hell broke loose?
Oh, sure.
And as soon as I said that, bam, there was silence. Everything shut off. And I was like, ah, okay, they do interact. So this was clearly another sign that...
Are you sure it wasn't just lunchtime and everybody left to go over to Burger King?
Could have been. But, and I have since found out they have built condos on the property and a lot of other stores, and some of the people in the condos are having terrible times there, afraid to be in certain parts of their condos, especially in the basements. So it's quite a haunted area there. I guess whatever spirits were there were not too happy that McDonald's moved in.
No. I can't believe that. You know, I mean, it's. I would think the American natives would really be pleased that we are using every part of the animals that we're cooking.
That's right. That's for sure. And the mystery meat burgers.
What is in McNugget? That's how it goes. I'm going to get hate mail for that. Sorry about that. It was a joke. Oh, my. All right. So that was, that's kind of crazy. A haunted McDonald's. What's the craziest place you've been called into to do an investigation? I mean, McDonald's has got to be one of them, but where else? Is just some place that you're like, oh, no, are you kidding?
I'm sorry you asked that question, and I have to be honest. This wasn't a crazy place, but the activity was crazy. It was actually an old stagecoach in Monroe, New York, and it actually houses the oldest Masonic shrine or temple, I guess you'd call it, meeting place in the state. And I was there on an investigation. In fact, a local TV station wanted to come along. So there we are, and the toilet actually flushed on its own. And at first I'm thinking, this is absolutely fascinating. You know, what a phenomenon. I thought, oh, no, I'm going to be seen throughout the Hudson Valley with a haunted toilet.
Yes.
You know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, but that was really pushing it. And And actually, later on that night, we are in this creepy, creepy part of the basement, and, you know, I have this usual thing. I say, if anything wants to make its presence known, give us a sign. On cue, the toilet flushes upstairs on its own again. And so it was just an amazing place, and, you know, so as a phenomena, that has to be the most unique, the haunted toilet.
Now, did you ever, that's where I'm going to end up haunting. That will be the one possession I will haunt.
There you go.
Because I just love sitting there reading, you know? I mean, it's my comfort place. But, you know, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with our guest and author, Linda Zimmerman. Please stay tuned to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
The New York Times has raved about the show. The Star Tribune says it's paranormally funny. And the Biscayne Bugle said, how could they put this crap on the air and live with themselves?
So sorry for everything that has happened. Because in spite of what Mike says now, it is my fault. Because it was my project. Everything had to be my way. And this is where we've ended up.
Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
To use the words of Mary Thompson, there is no greater pain than the loss of a loved one. So many things you never thought you would have to do, so many decisions you never thought you would have to face. Mary describes the painful journey of losing her husband to a chronic illness in her new book, With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story. With Angels Beside Me not only takes you through Mary's struggles, but also serves as a guide to caregivers everywhere that are looking to find peace, guidance, and hope in their own situations. With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story is available right now at Amazon.com. Just search for the title on Amazon or for Mary herself. With Angels Beside Me is only $9.95 and available to ship anywhere around the world. If you know someone who's losing a loved one, or if you yourself are facing some sort of loss of a family member, be sure to read Mary Thompson's With Angels Beside Me, A Caregiver's Story. Available right now on Amazon.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Burns, founder and director of Ghost Hounds Paranormal Investigators Network and co-star of Court TV series Haunting Evidence. I'd like to invite you to join us this February 1st through the 4th at Savannah, Georgia's Hilton DeSoto Hotel for Ghost Stock 4, our spirited weekend of spirits. We've planned 4 days packed full of activities, including exclusive after-hours private investigations to Savannah's haunted landmarks. Our special guest for this event is TAPS ghost hunter Steve Gonzalez, who will deliver our keynote speech at the event and be signing autographs throughout the weekend. This is a great chance to hang out with one of today's most respected and sought-after paranormal investigators. Please join us and find out for yourself why the American Institute of Parapsychology calls Savannah the most haunted city in America. Event tickets are just $49.95 for individuals and $89.95 for couples. Please visit us at ghoststock.com, ghostock.com, to pre-register for what promises to be another amazing weekend. Hope to see you in Savannah this February for Ghost Stock 4.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Russ Clark. If you're a regular listener of Darkness Radio, by now you have certainly heard my radio commercial regarding my hypnosis products. Well, I'm here today to tell you that these products work. These products have worked for many, many people, including some listeners of Darkness Radio. I stand behind my product 100%. If you give it a try and you find it doesn't work for you, you can always return it to me for 100% of your money back. Plus, I'll pay to ship it back to me. That's how convinced I am this will work for you. In addition to that, you can contact me via email anytime with any questions that you may have. I promise this will work for you. So if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, become less stressed, manage some pain, or beat some insomnia, definitely check out my website at www.powerhypnosis.net or call 866-570-3544 and ask for me personally.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Two ghosts walk into a bar and see another ghost at the bar point at them and yell, "Boo!" One of the ghosts yells back, "Boo-hoo!" And the ghost at the bar yells back, "Well, you don't have to cry about it." Ah, hell, you try writing this.
You magnificent bastard! I salute you!
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for sticking with us here. Coming into the last segment of the evening, we appreciate your time with us here and our guest, Linda Zimmerman, who is the author of a series of books called Ghost Investigator. And you can pick those up at any bookseller online. You can pick them up from her website at ghostinvestigator.com. She also has a novel called Dead Center, which is a story of a ghost hunter investigating a shopping mall built on a Civil War battlefield. So she's got real books and some fun books to read as well. Linda, we were starting to talk about some of your experiences that you've had. Let's talk about what would you say, in the last 15 minutes, we always like to come up with the creepy stuff to send people to bed with. What is the creepiest experiences that you've had so far in ghost investigating?
Creepiest. I've got quite a few. If people want to see the creepiest photo I've ever taken, it was just last year. It's on my website. They can go to my blog. I have it posted there. It was a house where they believe the man was performing illegal abortions, and it was just a horrible, horrible place. And they see a dark figure, and things smash, and pets die. I mean, this is a bad haunting.
Wow.
And I was in the living room, this large living room, and I see moving right to left in front. It was at night, and there was curtains, but a little light filtering through. I saw some, like a dark figure or a shadow moving right to left. So I grabbed my infrared digital camera, and, you know, I started snapping photos. And when I got home to review them, there on this photo is this black human shape standing. I'm getting goosebumps just relating the story.
Yeah, me too.
I took a look at that, and I cannot repeat the word I said when I saw that, you know, come up on the computer screen.
Sure you can. We'll beep it out. Go ahead. Hit me with it. What'd you say? There's nothing like dramatic effect, Linda. Give us a...
Don't tempt me.
All right.
If you want me to, I will, but I don't want the FCC coming
out. Oh, no, that's why we're pre-recording, just in case we have troublemakers like you on the show, Linda. We can beep you. I knew you were trouble from the minute we started talking.
Oh, well, you pegged me right from the start.
Did you drop the F-bomb? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, looking at that, it just made my blood run cold because I realized I was in the room with that thing, you know, and I thought I saw it.
You know, that's how I feel about my ex-wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe it's her photo. You better check it out.
Very well.
But, yeah, if people want their blood to run cold, check this out. I mean, you know, I've taken pictures of misty shapes and streaks and it, but this is one mean-looking, solid black figure. That, and I also included a picture of that living room in daylight, so you can see it's not a coat rack there or a hanging plant or anything. And if anyone has any rational explanation, let me know, because this is the first photo I can say, yeah, I think I definitely, you know, I have something with this one. So that was scary to be in the presence of that thing, and then, you know, to get home and find out I, you know, have photographic evidence of it as well.
No doubt. Now, what happened again when you were there? What was going on that made you start snapping the pictures? You saw just...
I saw, it's a large living room, and I was sitting in one corner, and the wall opposite me was all glass windows with sheer curtains with a little bit of light filtering through. And I saw something solid moving right to left along the line of windows. And at first I thought, well, maybe a truck went by and, you know, with a, you know, and blocked out the light from a street light. But the owner was in the next room, you know, and I said, you know, is there a street light? She goes, we don't have a street light out there. She said, if you saw something, you know, block the light, it had to be something inside the room. So I grabbed the camera and started snapping photos, and sure enough.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was really scary. Another one that personally traumatized me was I went to Rolling Hills Asylum, which
right.
is up in Bethany, New York.
Right.
And we had all kinds of sounds and images and things, but it definitely the worst personal experience I had. We were walking down this one hall, and long story, but I'll make it short. It felt like at least one man rushed out at me, and it felt like a personal attack, and it felt like an attack because I was a woman. And it hit me really, really hard. It was horrifying, and I later spoke to the owner, and I just, you know, again, I didn't want to preface it with, you know, telling her what had happened. I just said, you know, we were on the second floor of this wing. Can you tell me what other people's experience is? And she said, oh, there's two angry male spirits that seem to attack women. She said, why? What did you experience? I said, well, add me to the list. So to be personally threatened, and again, threatened on that deep level, that shook me.
Did you actually feel it touch you?
No, it was worse. It felt like it was inside. I had never been so vulnerable. You know, a lot of things happen over the years, but none of them were that personal to that level. Yeah, I even find it hard to talk about now because I really felt violated. That's the best way I can put it. So of course I had to go back a couple of months later.
Sure. That was horrible. I'm going back.
Well, that was it. The more I thought about it, the more, can I say pissed?
Sure.
the more pissed I got that these things got to me. And so I went back, and this time when I opened the door to that wing, I just, you know, pulled a Schwarzenegger like, I'm back, and I just wanted them to know I was on to them, and this time I was more prepared. And I still felt the presence, but I wasn't as vulnerable. So I felt a little better about that, such as it is. But
see, that's what I would think as a woman. That would probably be the hardest part about investigations, because I, you know, so many women I know get their hair tugged or their breasts fondled or even other places touched, you know, that, you know, as a man, you know, it's not as filthy a violation, it doesn't seem, as it is to a woman. You know, I mean, I certainly don't want to get hit in the goodie bag by a spirit, but, you know, to have,
right.
or, you know, to have it happen to a woman, that's just, you know, that violation is just unreal.
Yeah, that was the worst experience. And I've been touched and pushed and knocked down. And, you know, not that that's good, but this one hit deep and hit personally. And, you know, I know I was targeted because of who I was, so that was really bad. But I'll probably be going back again this year, too. But, you know, I want to confront these fears. You know, if you run away from them, you're never going to get any evidence. So it's tough, you know.
Don't tell Brian Hanwha that from Ghost Hunters. He's making a career out of Dude Run. That's his whole shtick. You got to run away from the ghost. We're actually one of the places we're going to work on, and I've had a lot of the fans of the show and fans of Ghost Hunters hit me up, and they want to go to Rolling Hills. Well, now you've just done a hell of an endorsement. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you that after I get off of the show tonight, tomorrow we'll begin working on a Rolling Hills trip. And perhaps we'll have Linda Zimmerman there, and we can watch her get molested. All right.
Hey.
We'll send her in as the sacrificial bait. She's back.
Thank you.
She doesn't think you're tough enough,
that.
Guys. Come on.
Oh, no, I would go. I would, you know, I would. In fact, I'm going to a conference called Supernatural Summit up in that area in April, and I hope to make a stop that night over at Rolling Hills. Probably overall the largest, most haunted location I have been. So definitely your listeners, don't hesitate to go there.
Yeah, I want to definitely get out there and see what's going on. That's the whole point is we try to do with these trips is take you out to the most popular haunted spots where there's a good chance of activity actually happening. You know, people are like, why don't we do smaller homes and things? Well, first of all, I can't bring 100 people into a small home.
Right.
And second of all, I want the best chance that all of us are going to walk away with a really cool experience.
Yes, and that I would be very surprised if every single person there doesn't have some kind of experience. But, you know, again, be forewarned. You know, a lot of people think this is all fun and games, and it can be very upsetting. It can be violent. So, you know, just so long as they don't think it's, a little class picnic they're going on.
No, we'll make that known, I guess. That's kind of what but you know what it is? People are adrenaline junkies like you. You know, the more you say that stuff, the more creepy you make it sound, the more that's why they want to be a part of it.
Right.
So.
Right. But just be prepared for the consequences, in other words.
Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me, Linda Zimmerman? I see how you work this.
You'll know when I'm threatening you.
All right. Well, that sounds like a challenge, Tim. There's going to be a paranormal throwdown. You're going to see the two of us standing at the end of a dusty road. All right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show here. Let's go with a couple more of your creepier stories. I mean, those are pretty good. But, you know, how about, you know, have you ever heard something while you're doing it and all of a sudden you hear the, we're here. And, you know, it's not like at a bar or something?
I have a good creepy sound story. It actually is in a axe murder house. This is in Hawthorne, New Jersey, in 1850. A judge and his wife were brutally hacked to death by a man who the judge had sent to prison. And a lot of things happened in that house over the centuries. Even the New York Times said that this house was known to be the abode of unearthly visitants, which was their fancy way of saying this place was haunted, you know, so for the New York Times to say that. But anyway, we were there on the anniversary night of the murders. In the murder room, we had equipment all over the place, recorders, and there were some strange noises, and all of a sudden we heard what I can only describe as a dying, rasping, like fluid in the lungs type breath. It was like, and then silence. And I'll tell you, I was frozen in place. It was the most amazing sound I think I had ever heard. And our camcorders did pick it up. Hard to hear, but it definitely, we called the owner in and said, here, listen to this. And he said, that sounds like a dying breath. I said, yes, it does. So that was an amazing experience. It wasn't threatening. It was just like you were part of hearing something that had happened 150 years earlier.
Weird.
So yeah, that was a major creepy one.
So you've got that on there. So you've been. How about violence? I mean, what's the worst that's ever happened to you? Have you ever been hit, slapped, bit, punched by a spirit?
I just want to throw
that addendum in there, by a spirit or a demon. I don't want to hear about your freaky sex life, Linda, all right? This is a family show.
I'll need a credit card number to start all that.
For the next 2 minutes for paranormal porn, please enter your credit card number.
I have been touched, pushed, shoved. I was in a hotel, a fascinating case I'm working on now in Napanock, New York, an old hotel that part of it had a brothel. And in the brothel rooms, I just couldn't stand on my feet. I mean,
Come on.
I know. But it actually, the man I was with, he's actually a police officer. He goes on, Mike Warden, he goes on a lot of investigations with me. He was fine. I felt like the floor was just lifting off, and I actually got thrown backwards into the wall. And that has happened to other women in this place for some reason. I don't know, but it is a physical force. It's like an altered reality in that place.
That's got to be a lot of energy pent up in an old brothel.
Oh, amazing. And there had been murders. One of the prostitutes had been murdered there, at least one. I staggered out of that place, and I wasn't right for at least a day or two afterwards. It had that kind of impact.
We know if Tim haunted back there, he'd just be like laying there snoring afterwards.
Yeah, baby.
No, I challenge him to sleep in those brothel rooms. That is a challenge. No one since the new owner has bought this house has slept in these brothel rooms, and I'm throwing down the gauntlet, the paranormal gauntlet, if you guys want to join.
I'll tell you what, we will. I will, for certain, and I'll tell you what, we'll work out a deal where we can plug in and do a live remote from there, and
fantastic.
I'll spend the night in the room myself.
I'll even wear
a really cute dress.
Ah.
I'm not opposed to calling out a little spirit love, so
yeah.
Most places I got to pay extra for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. No, seriously, we'll keep in touch after this. Show tonight, and I would be more than happy to take that challenge and go spend the night in a haunted brothel.
Fantastic.
All right. Do I need to bring
deal.
Dollar bills or anything?
Or?
Of course, I've got a lot of ghosts of dollar bills because I've lost a lot of money over the years, so that'll be the best fit. Well, Linda, we thank you very much for joining us, and for people that are interested in checking you out, again, your website is Paranormal Investigator.
Ghostinvestigator.com.
Ghostinvestigator.com. And you can check out Linda's series of books there on the site, or you can check them out at any of the Amazon Borders, things like that. Linda, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you all for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're going to be back with you next week with our guests, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. She'll be talking to us, strangely enough, about sex and weird stuff in the afterlife. We'll also be talking about time travel. Thank you very much for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town. We'll be back with you next week in a brand new show.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Place FinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.